This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Heather Bosch. Floridians are struggling more than 2 days after Hurricane Milton made landfall. There is flooding, power outages, and CBS's Tom Hansen reports a gas shortage.
Governor Ron DeSantis says 37 million gallons of gas arrived at Florida ports.
We have Florida Highway Patrol that will escort the tankers from the ports to the respective service stations.
One in three gas stations across the state are closed. Many still don't have power to operate, causing a bottleneck for stations that are running.
Milton hit just 2 weeks after Hurricane Helene wreaked havoc in Florida and five other states. Here's CBS's Jim Crisula.
The Tennessee Emergency Management Agency says there are at least four people still missing after Hurricane Helene's historic flooding in the southern Appalachian Mountains 2 weeks ago. The official storm-related death toll in Tennessee is 17. It's unclear how many people are still unaccounted for in western North Carolina.
At least 230 died in Hurricane Helene overall, at least two dozen from Milton. One person is dead, nine injured after a shooting near Tennessee State University today. Kendra Loney is a spokesperson for Nashville Fire.
We are angry that there were persons whose days were disrupted, that the innocence in this event was taken away, and that lives were endangered.
Homecoming events were taking place at the university today. The death toll from Israel's efforts to root out militants continues to climb. The latest from CBS's Jerika Duncan.
In Gaza, Israel's military said it was operating with, quote, great force in Jabalia, killing at least 20 people. It is the territory's largest refugee camp. Israel also pressed ahead with its campaign in Lebanon. It's warned residents of 23 villages in the south to evacuate.
Palestinian health officials say more than 42,000 people have died in Gaza and over 2,000 in Lebanon. Pope Francis held talks with a group of LGBTQ activists, including transgender man Michael Sennett.
Even though at times I feel so unwelcome, Pope Francis has always made me feel that I do belong in this church and that I am part of the Catholic faith. And so meeting him, it really means the world to me.
They're urging the Pope to overturn the Catholic Church's ban on gender-affirming care for transgender people. Consumer Reports is calling for a federal ban on infant walkers, saying the products injure thousands of babies every year, despite federal safety standards. The American Academy of Pediatrics has also pushed for the ban. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Julia owed the IRS thousands.
I was paralyzed with fear.
Then
I heard a commercial for Optima Tax Relief.
Optima Tax Relief is the leading tax resolution firm. A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau and experts in the Fresh Start Initiative.
Optima Tax Relief settled my IRS tax bill.
Call Optima now for a free consultation.
It was amazing.
Call 800-929-0277. 800-929-0277.
Optima Tax Relief.
Military veterans and active duty service members, you could become a certified cyber warrior with just 12 weeks of training at My Computer Career. Cybersecurity specialists are in high demand, and IT pros with these skills often enjoy abundant opportunity and a great lifestyle. Protect our people, liberty, and treasured institutions from cyber threats. GI Bill, SkillBridge, and other VA benefits are available to those who qualify. Learn more at mycomputercareer.edu/CWP. That's mycomputercareer.edu/CWP.
A large part of the world is finding it harder to meet the demand for water. But as Brad Gibson reports, engineers have developed a device that's getting global interest to help meet the demand.
A team at the University of Nevada, Las Vegas is onto something, squeezing water out of humidity in the air. The concept isn't new, but the results are. On a small scale, they're producing 5 gallons of water a day using less energy. Jeremy Cho.
There's a lot of water in the atmosphere, even in low humidity regions.
Scaled up, the invention has tremendous potential in areas where water scarcity is growing. It won't be cheap, says Rich Sloan, but
we're very confident that this will have a place in the future of water and sustainability. This will make a big impact.
Brad Gibson for CBS News.
The water harvesting unit has been in development for about 2 years. Cho says they're making progress in squeezing out more water with every redesign. I'm Heather Bosch, CBS News.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Tonight, mostly cloudy, a few showers around and lows in the low 40s. For tomorrow, a high near 60 and breezy, more clouds, showers, and even a few thunderstorms. And shower chances continue for Monday. Cooler high, mid-50s. It's 55 right now.
Help me find a party to try to get in touch with me. She could not leave a number, but I know who placed the call. Cause my uncle took the message and he wrote it on the wall. Help me, information, get in touch with my Marie. She's the only one who called me here from Memphis, Tennessee. Their home is on the south side, high up on the ridge, just a half a mile from the Mississippi Bridge. She was waving me goodbye with her rehome drops on her cheek that trickled from her eye. But we were pulled apart because her mom did not agree and tore apart our happy home in Memphis, Tennessee. Help me, information, more than that I cannot add. Only that I miss her and all the fun we had. Marie is only 6 years old. Information, please. Try to put me through to her in Memphis, Tennessee.
I don't remember. Park, Terracine's famous zoo, local news and timeless hits.
my tears are falling, 'cause you've taken her away. And though it really hurts me so, there's something that I've gotta say. Take good care of my baby. Please don't ever make her blue.
Thank you.
news and timeless hits. WRJN.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute. Now, if you're leaving a job, unless it's like truly a terrible worst case scenario, it's a good practice to leave your job on the best terms possible. I mean, you never know what or who you might need later. So here are my four steps for leaving a job without burning a bridge. Number one, start by talking first to your direct manager. Now, you don't have to go into great detail about why you're leaving or what you're going to do next, but a when you're leaving and some version of a why should be in there. And 2 weeks' notice is the polite minimum standard for leaving a job. Step two, email your resignation to HR and include your end date. Step three, now, if you are a manager, your direct reports should be the next folks you talk to after you and your boss have put together a plan. And finally, do the best work you can so you leave on the best terms possible. Till next time, this is Carrie Joy saying, take good care.
Cranberry juice, cranberry wine, cranberry brats, cranberry cream puffs. And excuse me, but my cranberry bread is ready. It's cranberry season in Wisconsin, and we're the cranberry capital of not just the U.S., but our farmers also produce more than half of the world's cranberry supply. So can you guess which state Wisconsin beat out to earn the number one spot? New Jersey? Washington State? Massachusetts? The answer coming up. Fall is harvest time, and you can see the machines rolling through the marshlands, which are flooded to help the cranberries float to the top. But it hasn't always been this easy. Back in the mid-1800s, the berries had to be picked by hand. It took another 100 years for the right equipment to be built to help with this harvest. Okay, so Wisconsin owns the cranberry capital title, but which state lost it to us? Massachusetts, which has been number two ever since. By the way, the cranberry is the official state fruit, making it a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
Don't you wish your life came with a warning app?
Stop. That dog does not want to be petted.
A heads up before something bad happens.
You should not send that text.
Uh-oh. Life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes, you can reverse prediabetes and prevent or delay type 2 diabetes. To learn your risk, take the one-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
I got you. So good. So good. But
had my ups and downs, there you were. With sweet love and devotion, deeply touching my emotion. I want to stop. Thank you, baby. I want to stop. And thank you, baby. Yes, I do.
How sweet it is to be loved by you.
Feel so fine.
How sweet it is to be loved by you.
I close my eyes at night, wondering where would I be without you in my life. Everything I did was just a bore. Everywhere I went, it seems I've been there before. You're bright enough for me all of my days. With a love so sweet in so many ways. I wanna stop. Thank you, baby.
I just wanna stop.
And thank you, baby. Sugar sometime.
How sweet it is to be loved by you.
Whoa. Yeah. Thank you, baby. Oh, yes.
How sweet it is to be loved by you. How sweet it is to be loved by you.
Oh, now.
How sweet it is to be loved by you.
It's like jelly, baby.
WRJN, proud to be a civic media station. And now that WRJN is more focused locally on Racine with local news and timeless hits, we invite you to find all of your favorite civic media shows and hosts on the Civic Media app or by tuning to 540 AM WAUK. Earl Ingram, Jane Matinair, Todd Alba, Maggie Dawn are all still there and easy to find by simply twisting the dial. And while you're here, we hope you'll keep your button set on 99.9 FM, 98.1 FM and the historic 1400 AM as we refresh with local news and timeless hits.
WRJN.
guess that's so. We don't have a pot, but at least I'm sure of all the things we got. I got flowers in the spring. I got you to wear my ring.
Town Radio, refreshed. WRJN.
Don't you wish your life came with a warning app?
Stop. That dog does not want to be petted.
A heads up before something bad happens.
You should not send that text.
Uh-oh. Life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes, you can reverse prediabetes and prevent or delay type 2 diabetes. To learn your risk, take the one-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
I'm all shook up. Ooh, ooh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Well, my hand is shaky and my knees are weak. I can't seem to stand on my own two feet. Who do you think of when you have such luck? I'm in love. I'm all shook up. Ooh, ooh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Well, please don't ask me what's on my mind. I'm a little mixed up, but I feel fine when I'm near the girl that I love best. My heart beats so it scares me to death when she touches my hand. Oh, what a chill I got. Her lips are like a volcano that's hot. I'm proud to say that she's my buttercup. I'm in love. I'm all shook up. Ooh, ooh, yeah. Tired when I try to speak. My insides shake like a leaf on a tree. There's only one cure for this body of mine. That's to have that girl and a love so fine. She touched my head and what
the chill I got. Her lips are like a volcano that's hot. I'm proud to say that she's my buttercup. I'm in love. I'm all shook up. Ooh, ooh, yeah. Sugar.
is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Heather Bosch. Hurricane Milton has moved on, but floods are still threatening Florida. CBS's Tom Hansen with the latest.
In the Tampa area, the Hillsborough County Sheriff's Office has been rescuing people from floodwaters as the Alafaya River rises in the hurricane's deadly aftermath. Amy Winters has lived in her home for about two decades. She's staying vigilant until the threat from the river is gone.
Every hour it moves, every hour, and you just watch and you watch.
But Saturday morning, power remained out for close to 1.5 million homes and businesses.
The storm has also caused a shortage of gasoline. At least one person is dead and nine injured after a shooting near Tennessee State.